Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Welcome back. This is another beautiful day here at the Summit Connecting Soul Beings. Today I have the pleasure to introduce you to Lee Jane Woodgate. Lee lives here in Sydney, Australia, and she is a leadership mentor, business activator, and a muse. And today we are talking about being present. Being present to ourselves, being present to how we feel, and also acknowledging that sometimes we do go through some dark places in our lives and recognizing that we are still a human being. So I would love to invite you to sit back, relax with your cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy this wonderful conversation. So thank you so much, Lee, for being here today. I really, really love the fact that you have accepted the offer to come on board. It's wonderful to have an expert like yourself in our midst.
Well, I don't know about expert, but thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. So just so the audience gets to know you a little bit more and discover how we actually got connected, would you mind sharing the story?
So you and I, how many weeks has it been? It's just been a few weeks.
Quite a while, yes.
Yeah. We met at a networking event, and Bianca and I were sat across from one another, and I decided that day to cross the bridge. I live on the other side of the bridge, and I decided to go to the north, which is something that I don't normally do, but a whole bunch of women were getting together, and that's where we connected. And yeah, it was sort of out of the blue when you approached me. I was kind of left surprised.
Yes.
Because it's interesting, you know, when we show up in the world and we're doing our thing and we're really true to ourselves. And I find that I speak my mind and I share what's really important to me. And I'm not really thinking too much about my audience when I'm in a situation like that. When people are connecting face to face and we're sharing stories, I'm not thinking too much about the audience. I'm sharing from my heart and I'm sharing about what's really important to me. And it's extraordinary how things open up when we're being in our authenticity and we're walking our path and we're in alignment with what's really important to us on a daily basis. And yeah, so it was lovely that you approached me. And another synchronicity was that the lady that I was sat next to that day, whose baby I had in my arms.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah.
The following day, I went to another event that was being held by the organization that I used to work for. And I walked into the room and there she was, sat there in a corporate environment at a legal firm. And I just thought, wow, you know, this world is a crazy, crazy place. This human adventure is quite a bizarre adventure, you know? So yeah, synchronicities all over the place and beautiful connections with people who I guess, are supposed to be crossing our paths when we're in alignment, which is the work that I do.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And that also really attracted me in how you showed up on that day at that networking event. I myself don't cross the bridge. And just for clarity for the audience, we both live in Sydney, and the event that we went to is in the north side of Sydney, which is on the north side of the Harbour Bridge. And we both live on the southwest side of the Harbour Bridge. And there is a joke in Sydney that people do not cross the bridge if you live on the North Shore, and vice versa. Hence, we talk about we crossed the bridge today, which is a big deal.
It really does feel like a big deal. It's crazy.
Yeah. It also feels like you're stepping into a different world because it feels different. It's got, completely different energy and atmosphere there. But at the event, when you introduced yourself and you were talking about how you've changed from being in a career that didn't serve your purpose anymore, where you felt that, this is how it came across to me, where you felt you had outgrown it, however, still wanted to be connected to it because of the type of leadership skills and energy you want to generate in those type of workplaces, that really struck a chord with me, and how you really showed up as you, the person that you are, the authentic self, that's what I really saw. And I thought to myself, you know what, that is perfect for the summit, because that is exactly what I would love people to tap into, to have that experience and to embrace themselves in such a way that even though it might be a little bit scary to show up like that, we do it anyway.
Yeah.
And we do have the biggest impact for ourselves, but also everyone around us as well. And that's really what resonated for me. And I think it's something that I would love for you to share more of in the wider audience too, because I believe people need to work with you. People need to see you, listen to what you share, and listen how you show up, not just seeing it, but also listening to how you show up. I think that's a really core value to help others with.
Thank you, Bianca. My mission is to bridge the gap between power and leadership. And what that actually means is bridging the gap between the 3D and the 5D. You know, it's bridging this gap between spirituality and reality. And dependent on the audience, I watch the way that I communicate, because I'm not able to make shifts if I speak in a language that other people don't understand. So my purpose is to raise the vibration of the planet.
Beautiful.
I'm not going to walk into a boardroom with a whole bunch of CEOs and say, this is why we're here today. The reason why we're working together today is for me to bring you into personal alignment, because my purpose is to raise the vibration of the planet. That's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to fly.
No.
So I know what I'm here to do, and it's here every single day, in everything that I do, in every single decision that I make, in the way that I show up, not the way that I've shown up in the past 3 weeks, which has been super wobbly. I've gone through a bit of an upgrade, a human upgrade, which was quite uncomfortable. And I myself was out of personal alignment, but I often say that our learnings are our teachings. And unless we embody our experiences, we don't become experts in our fields. We can tune into information academically and intellectually, but unless we actually embody the discomfort or the joy, we're not able to teach it. So what I've learned with working with CEOs over the past years is, 18 years now it's been, you know, working with men at the top. And I love working with men. I love working with women too. But I really enjoy working with men because they often are so rational in their thinking, and they often intellectualize things a lot. I've I love working with them to bring them into their heart spaces, whereas women are naturally in their heart spaces. The work that I do with women and men is similar. We'll back that up. I'm just having a little thought process here. I've just had a flashback of my week, you know, of working with some male clients and working with some female clients. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's similar, but it's different because of who they are. And I don't like to segregate between men and women. But at the same time, the energies are so, so different. And I'm really looking forward to getting to a point in our lives where those energies aren't so different anymore. Mm-hmm. Where we're relating to one another energetically in a very different way. That isn't this power versus leadership. It's about being in the world, you know, really being in the world true to yourself. And so, yeah, the work that I've done with CEOs is to drop them into their heart space, which is an interesting journey because it's really scary for them to go there. And it's very much about balancing the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body. But often it's this one that is driving. And if this one's in the front seat all the time, then it's not good for an organization. It's not good for the culture. It's not good for human beings around them. There's too much of a divide between this is my position and this is who you are as a human being, mm-hmm. as opposed to communicating with one another from a human to human perspective. It actually doesn't matter whether you're a CEO or you're a junior graduate. It makes no difference. Mm. If there's a solid framework to work with and everyone's on the same page, then there isn't this dissonance. Then there isn't this gap between power and leadership. It's everyone working together. It's the sense of collaboration, which is what we find in this world. You know, people like you and I who are really committed to shifting the social construct and shifting the paradigm of our lives, where it's not about the ego getting in the way. It's not about the position that you're in. It's about coming together. I do Kung Fu, and what we call it, there are four principles of Kung Fu, and one of them is luck. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about luck, we don't talk about things just falling into your plate. It's about actually creating that luck. And the luck is, if I have a gift, what's important is that I share it with you. That's me creating luck for myself. This is how it's considered, you know, in Eastern philosophy. And the more we give, the more we receive. And we create this beautiful, beautiful dynamo effect. So when I work with my clients in the second step, which is alignment, we talk about our self-saboteurs and the things that get in the way. And it's so interesting to watch just in one day how their lives change and how they feel and how they show up in the world by flipping these saboteurs on their heads and being conscious that the little man or the little woman or the little voice is niggling in our ears saying, don't do that thing. You're not good enough. Mm. And when there's an awareness about what's actually getting in our way, we can consciously flip that way of being. And what happens to us is extraordinary. What happens to how we balance this mental body, emotional body, and physical body is really quite profound. And over the past 3 weeks, I myself have been out of personal alignment, and it's been a reminder of how important it is in our lives. And it's been a reminder of how extraordinary our minds are. That there is so much that is controlled with this body, and if we let it run a riot, it can ruin us and really, really bring us down. And that's the place that I've been in. You know, there have been a lot of tears, and there's been a lot has been triggered. The shadows have you know, come right into my face, and there's been a super bright light shining on where more healing needs to be done.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, and also sharing your vulnerability that you're going through that as well. I think that's really important to acknowledge, because I experience that people sometimes believe and tell me that, oh, you've got it all together. You know, you're always in that space of spirituality and the alignment and really being connected to yourself. So you will not have any of those sort of dark days anymore because you've already worked it out. I know that that's not the case, because with us being in that space and working on that, it is still an everyday tuning in and working on that. And like you're saying, having that bright light shone on it and to actually recognizing it and say, whoa, okay, there is still some residue about this or that. And for us to then take that on board and allowing that to come through so that we can release it and learn from it.
Yeah.
Like you say, we can definitely teach other people to do the same thing as well. I probably would say that it might be a little bit easier for us to recognize it because we are so into it already. Whereas, sorry, there's a bit of...
There's an aeroplane flying over.
It's miracle moment.
Miracle moment or inner west pause.
Inner west pause. Exactly.
It's the awareness. It's most certainly the awareness.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It doesn't make it any easier though.
No.
Although you and I and many other beings, you know, that are more connected, are more aware, it doesn't make it any easier. Mm. It really doesn't, because when it's dark, it's really dark. And I think that, I don't know about you, but what I've learned over the years is to sit deeply in it, not to linger in it, not to hang out in that space for too long, but to really sit in it. And although for the past 3 weeks I've been going, this has got to stop. This is so painful. I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is unlike me. I'm usually a happy, positive being. What is this? This is I've got shit to do. I don't have time for this. You know, exactly. I've got to get on with stuff. I've got to raise the vibration of the planet. And
that's right.
It's a reminder that it is slowly, slowly closing that gap between spirituality and being human. Mm-hmm. Not actually forgetting my humanity. Mm-hmm. Because we can fly off in our meditations and go to another world and go to the top of the mountain, you know, when we're really, really connected. And I feel like I'm back on Jupiter.
Yes.
And it's so important for us to be in our humanity. And a sister of mine that I'm connected with said something really beautiful about this. This bridging of the gap between 3D and 5D. And she said, gone are the days where the spiritual beings hang out in their own community and their own world, and they live their beautiful lives of doing off-planet stuff. Mm-hmm. Gone are those days. There's been this sense of kind of segregation between the spiritual world and then the rest of the world. And it's absolute nonsense. Because it's not about that. It's not about these more connected human beings. I don't like to say spiritual human beings and name it, but it's just we're more connected. We're more in tune. We have more understanding of how all of the elements fit together, and we pay attention to them because they're really important. Mm. But it's about integrating that into our world. And so me as a human being in the corporate environment, I was like a fish out of water. Mm. Although I dressed the part and there's a lot of presence about me, which I've been told about. I didn't feel that because I knew that I was a fish out of water. But most of the time I felt like I was infiltrating, you know, that I was infiltrating environments. But what I've learned now that I've stepped out of it is the impact that I've actually had on these environments. And when I left my last organization, there was a shift, you know, people would be coming to my desk going, what? You're leaving? Are you serious? We're really going to miss you, because I am that person that shows up on a daily basis with a smile on my face, ready to conquer the world,
yeah,
ready to make the world a better place. And even if I wake up in the morning and I don't have a smile on my face, I slap myself out of it and I get on with it because I'm alive and I'm breathing.
Yes.
That's the first thing that I do every single morning when I'm lying in my bed. Before I even get out of my bed, I smile and I am so grateful that I am breathing.
Mm.
And we forget often to do these simple things, just to be grateful to be alive. And when we're, well, I'll talk about my experience, but when I've been in a corporate setting, it's about being, you know, the rush. Hop out of bed, get stuff done, get into the shower, get my 10-year-old son ready for school, rush out the door, get to the train, make sure nothing gets in your way, get onto a train with a whole bunch of people that are kind of not feeling too thrilled about life. Mm. And on various occasions, I've just gone, this was towards the end of my journey where I went, my work here is done. It's time to hit the emergency exit button because my work here is done. It's been 3.5 years now. I've brought in as much love and light, and now I've actually got to step into my own and do what I am here to do.
Mm.
And not do it in an environment that is constricting me, but rather step out of my own way. Yeah. And really bridge that gap between power and leadership. And it took me a while to get into that space of having the courage, you know, having the courage to do it. None of my friends were surprised. They said to me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Lee, you should have been running your own business and you should have been doing what you're doing. And I was never ready. I wasn't at that point because I've had the story my whole entire life that I'm not good enough. That's been the story that's been playing out my whole entire life, and it stemmed from various different situations, experiences, occurrences. But if I go to the core of it all, it's come from my relationship with my mother and my father, which is no surprise, you know. A lot of us find ourselves in that space.
Yeah.
What I find more intriguing is that it's still showing up.
Mm.
After all of the work that I've done in my life, and I have done a lot of work, it is still showing up. And I was speaking with a friend yesterday. We had a really open heart to heart conversation with one another, and I was a mess. I spent most of the afternoon crying. A big purge, you know, a massive purge. I was in yoga and there were tears, and then in the afternoon I was at Kung Fu and I was practicing my falling on the ground for my instructor, and you know, my eyes were just welling up. So a lot of purging going on at the moment. And my friend said to, I said to my friend, I'm not in my full power.
Mm.
I'm not in my full power. Look at me. I'm a mess. I've got tears running down my face. I can't stop it. Like, it's just coming out. I feel like I've got no control. Emotional body completely taken over because the mental body had taken me for a ride.
Yeah.
Then the physicality just kind of knocked out of place and I was feeling it in my body. It was just disastrous.
Mm.
And he said to me, he said, Lee, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. He said, you are completely in your power.
Mm.
in this moment, you are completely in your power. All that's happening is that you're feeling, you're hurting, and it's okay to hurt. It doesn't mean that you're out of your power. And that was a massive realization, you know, that we are always in our power if we are being true to ourselves and we're being authentic in the way that we show up. And it's not about going overboard and not having control. And it's not about going too far on the other side and landing the dark hole for too long and not getting out. It's just about acknowledging that, I'm a bit vulnerable in this moment and I'm just feeling a little bit shaky. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that I've lost my power. It just means that I'm a human being and there are certain things that are showing up in my life and there's more healing to be done here. And that's okay. So just keep on moving forward and continue to do the work.
Exactly.
It's not easy, but on the other side, you know, on the other side of fear is always magic. So this is me being in my fear and me also having the courage to continue to move forward and clear anything that doesn't serve me so that I can do the work that I'm here to do.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Clearing what doesn't serve you, how are you doing that? Especially in a moment where emotion is really at the forefront. How do you get to that place where you can actually clear it, letting it go, whatever the word is that people use for that? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, it all starts in the mind. That's where the purging begins. It's the thoughts that then influence the feelings, which then create emotions. So that's the place that I go back to.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've been in this place for a long enough time to understand what's going on, and I've sat in it and I've allowed it to flow through me, not pushed it away, just really allowed it to flow through me, which is allowing the tears to come. Mm-hmm. And sitting with that, I journal because it helps me to get my thoughts and my feelings out of this container and into the world. And it's really scary journaling because it's facing what's really going on with us. But my tactic, I suppose, is to sit in it and allow it to be. And then when I'm ready and I've got all of the lessons and I've uncovered all of the layers and I've intellectualized it, I've rationalized it, I've acknowledged it, and I've embodied it, I then get to a point where I go, okay, you're ready now, hit the reset button. And when in that moment I choose to hit the reset button, I go back here.
Okay.
And I tell myself a new story in alignment with my values and principles and in alignment with my mission and purpose.
Yeah.
And I get back on track to why I'm here, to raise the vibration of the planet. That wasn't raising the vibration. How you were showing up and how you were responding to the situation based on your past patterning and things that really hurt you, that is not raising your own vibration or the vibration of others. That is really kind of low density frequency, a low density frequency way of being. So that's when I snap out of it and I go, that's not okay, because you're here to raise the vibration of the planet. So it's okay to fall off your wagon and it's okay to feel uncomfortable and it's okay to feel sad, but it's not okay to not be a good human being. And it's not okay to say hurtful things. And it's not okay to be unkind because because we're hurting so badly. Mm. And so over the past few weeks, I've said things that I normally wouldn't say, and nothing extraordinary, because I'm not this awful human being, but the pain was so profound that I wasn't able to just take a breath and say, I'm really hurting and that's it. No, I was saying, I'm really hurting, and there was blame and a whole bunch of stuff that didn't serve. And that was my saboteurs kicking in, not just this past patterning, but it was the saboteurs kicking in. So for me, it's about the key is sitting in it, because what I've learned is that the moment that, and it's perfect exactly as it is.
Yeah.
You know, it really is perfect exactly as it is. The moment that I push it away and I say, I don't want it, and I'm going to ignore it, and I'm going to go and have that bottle of wine, or I'm going to go out and have a massive party and grow the happy hormones so that I don't have to deal with the adrenaline of the stress hormones. I don't do that anymore. There's none of that going on.
Mm.
So I didn't have that bottle of wine. I didn't even have any wine. I drank sleep tea and I thought, who am I? Who am I? And this is the up-leveling, that there's no need to reach out of ourselves for something else. Mm. I have one addiction that I've had with me my whole life, and that's been tobacco. And over the past few years, I've smoked organic rollies, and it's been my one thing. You know, in the evening, I sit underneath the moon and the stars, and I smoke my rolly, and I receive lots of downloads. And for a long time, I said that I was smoking outside to have my chilled moment and receive the downloads, until I acknowledged that, no, in that moment is when I'm feeling alone. Mm. In that moment, at the end of the day, when I've had an extraordinary day, because most of my days are really magical and there are so many beautiful things that happen in one day. There are so many synchronicities. And I've got a gorgeous human being, Noah the kid, my 10-year-old in my life. And, you know, we get to the end of the day after a full day, and I don't have that person to share it with.
Mm.
And for many years, I was fine with that, because I came out of quite an emotionally traumatic marriage. Mm-hmm. And I said I would never, ever be with another man ever again. And I would never live with another man ever again. And I had a little moment where I was sat outside one night and I went, I'm ready. I'm actually ready to have that person in my life. And so this journey of smoking the Roli has been a really interesting journey to self, of not proving to myself, but really connecting with the power that I have within me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to access that power is to really go within without the desire. Well, not the desire, because I think that it's really important to desire things in our lives. Otherwise, we don't move forward with anything. But rather the need or the attachment to something that is external to ourselves. I mean, for years and years, I fought meditation. I thought, why? I don't want to just sit by myself and connect with myself. I'd rather just go out and be with someone and have a conversation about it.
Mm.
Until I started meditating within circles. So I wasn't losing that connection, but it was having that safe space within the circle to then be able to connect with myself and feel safe. And now I'm able to meditate wherever I am. And I've got a beautiful space in my home, which I call the magic room, or my clients call it the magic room. This is where we do the work, you know, the important work. This is where dreams come true. And so now I am able to sit in the magic room and be with myself and really tune in. And it takes a lot of work to get there, to get to a place where we can truly say to ourselves, we have all the answers, because we do. If we are connected to nature and we are connected to everything around us, mm-hmm. and what this planet has to offer, and we tune in with it, we find all the answers.
Yeah.
And it's not about, it's not about being in control of things. It's just about connecting with what's there and waking up and paying attention, mm-hmm. and getting out of our own heads, you know, getting out of the past and the future and just being in the present moment. And I've found that I've really experienced it over these past 3 weeks of what life looks like when I'm not mindful, mm-hmm. when I'm not in the moment, when I am very much looking back at the past and then comparing it to the present, or feeling the present and imagining what the future might look like. And it is disastrous. It is absolutely disastrous.
Mm.
And I am someone who is extremely mindful and who is very much in the moment. So for me to be in a space of jumping into the past and then into the future, I didn't know who I was. You know, I really didn't know who I was. And coming back to it, this morning I was stood in the shower and I started doing it again. I started jumping into the future and I just went, Lee, in this moment, you have warm water falling over you and it feels absolutely blissful. In this moment, you are having a shower.
Mm.
That is it. And the relief, you know, the sense of everything is okay. There is nothing to be afraid of. It is all okay.
Yeah.
So it's been, it's been a sweet reminder of how important it is to be in the right now.
Mm.
You know, right here, right now. Goals are important.
Yes.
Desires are important. And it's really important for us to know what our mission and our purpose and our values and our principles are. But it's not about jumping into the future. It's about being in alignment with these things that we're here to do, mm. this fun that we're here to have. Because for me, raising the vibration of the planet is so much fun. And the work that I do is to create an extraordinary team. I used to think that I had to do it alone. So when I was working with CEOs, it was the CEOs, the organization, and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the center point and I brought everyone together. And because of the position that I was in, I had this eagle eye view. I had a view that no other person in the organization had, because I had access to the board. I had access to the people at the top, and I had relationships with every single human being from the ground up.
Yeah.
And so I thought I had to do it alone, that it was me and the rest of the world. And now it's me and the rest of the world collaborating mm. to make the world a better place. And I have gifts to share with them, my clients, and my clients have gifts to share with me. And everything is coming full circle. Every single connection that I've had in my life, people that... Yeah, I've had a really, you know, those profound connections that you have with people. Mm. And it's just a really soulful, I know you.
Yeah.
I know you. I've danced with you before. I don't know where and how, but it's there. And so all of these wonderful connections that I've had in my life are all coming together. I feel like everyone is coming together. Somehow there's this there's this beautiful puzzle that is being formed, and it's just so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And the only way that this is happening is by me stepping into my full power, is by me stepping out of my own way and going, me, you're here to raise the vibration of the planet. Cool. You're here to bridge the gap between power and leadership. Okay, cool. Yep, got it. Right. Get creative.
Yeah.
Tune in. So I've been tuning into my womb, and I've been tuning into my heart through this transition of literally rebirthing myself. Rebirthing myself. And in my six-step process, I call it a journey through the woods. My surname is Woodgate, and that literally means a journey through the woods. And what it is opening the gate and taking a little wander. And it's an interesting journey. The sun's not always shining through the leaves. We're not always skipping down the path and smelling the beautiful flowers. Sometimes we're under the tree and we're in that shade. Sometimes we're climbing the tree, trying to get to the top so that we can get a clear view of what's actually going on.
Yes.
And sometimes we're building a treehouse and we're inviting a whole bunch of people to come and play with us in the treehouse. It's a journey, and it's a rebirthing process. Mm. You know, starting a business, activating a business is not just about starting a business. It's about rebirthing yourself to really get back to the core of who you are and what you're here to do. And once you've got that clear, the rest is easy. Mm. But it's getting to that point of really shedding back the layers. And lifting the veil.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. What is one gift that you could leave the audience with today?
The gift. What is the gift? That in each and every single moment, it is perfect exactly as it is. To never ever shy away from anything that is happening, to look it straight in the eye and face it, because the longer we push it away, the more often it shows up. And a lot of us are here to do really important work, and to be able to do that important work, it's so important to really face our shadows so that there's more space for the light to shine. So the gift is to trust, you know, to trust, trust yourselves in each and every moment, and to look yourselves in the mirror and really tune in and remind yourselves that you are perfect as you are, and it is all okay in each and every moment. And I've been doing that whilst I've had tears running down my face, you know, where I felt like my heart was being squished by Hulk's hand, and there was a sickness in my stomach, to be able to really tune in and say, you know what, Lee, it is perfect as it is. It's perfect as it is. This human adventure is complex.
Yes.
It's not an easy game to play, this one. It really is not. It really is not. But connecting to our souls and connecting to our higher purpose and bringing ourselves into alignment is what enables, you know, flow in our lives, and to do things with confidence and with grace and with ease. And the wobbles are the greatest gifts.
Yes.
The dark times are the greatest gifts.
Wonderful.
The big question in each and every moment is to ask, what have I learned from this experience? Yeah. What am I learning?
Wonderful. Wow, amazing. I can talk to you for hours.
Well, I've been doing all the talking. I feel like I've just had a massive babble session. All right. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. No, amazing. And I'm sure everyone who's watching and listening in are as amazed as I am. Your energy is so powerful. You are a gift to the world. And I am, again, so grateful that you are here. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me, Bianca. And that's important to me to hear from a beautiful being like you. So thank you so much for holding space and for giving me the opportunity to share.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancaderose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.